PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a Jersey girl has been chosen to be President-elect Donald Trump's White House Chief of Staff. Trump has selected his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, for the job. She is a Saddle River native and a Florida resident, and she becomes the first woman to ever hold that post. Trump says Wiles helped him achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history, adding that she is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. She's also the daughter of the late legendary sportscaster Pat Summerall. Firefighters are battling multiple wildfires today as New Jersey's dry conditions continue. Jeremy Weber with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says since November, they've had to tend to more than 100 wildfires.
Crews are obviously getting tired because they've been running, but we will continue to do our job the best we can.
And Deal Carey with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the blaze in the Ocean County community of Jackson is 60% contained, has burned about 350 acres.
We've gone through a long dry period here, so if you're sensitive to smoke or the allergies, it is what it is, unfortunately. We're just going to continue to be smoke in the area.
The fire forced some evacuations Wednesday, but people have since been allowed back in their homes in Burlington and Camden counties. A forest fire is impacting areas in Evesham and Voorhees townships with 104 structures threatened, 300 acres burned. That fire is 50% contained. Crews are also on the scene of a fire in the Glassboro Wildlife Management Area in Gloucester County. And there's the Palisades Parkway wildfire that broke out this morning, charring nearly 20 acres and is 30% contained. Child care has put a huge financial burden on parents, no matter where they live. A Bankrate survey finds that on average, full-time infant care costs around $14,000 annually per child in the U.S., which equates to nearly 15% of their income. In New Jersey, it costs a typical family nearly 16% of their annual income for full-time daycare for one infant, or about $19,600 annually. Analyst Alex Gailey says 70 to 80% of the cost of child care is due to staff costs.
And at the same time, many of these child care workers are earning low wages. There's a lot of turnover. There's broader staff shortages. So child care providers are struggling to keep their doors open and pay their staff fair wages. At the same time, parents can't afford to pay more.
She says the differences in child care costs in every state come down to the cost of living, labor force shortages, and the makeup of a state's local child care supply and demand. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Dangerously dry and cooling for the weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for the rest of this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, warm and breezy, but be aware with low humidity, we do have an elevated fire danger risk for much of the region. Highs will be in the upper 60s to the lower 70s. Then for tonight, lows generally in the lower 40s with clear skies, but the northwest hills will dip back into the 30s. Good amount of sunshine then for tomorrow. Cooler day, highs in the mid to upper 50s. By Sunday, cloud cover will increase throughout the day, leading to some showers arriving towards the evening with some steadier rain into the overnight. Highs, again, generally in the low to mid-50s. Brief warm-up early next week. Next chance for rain after Sunday looks to be towards the middle of next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Penns.
Right now in Phillipsburg, it's 66 degrees. Princeton and Cherry Hill, both 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Brock Farms. The grand opening of the Christmas season at Brock Farms is November 9th. Come see their huge selection of live and artificial trees, beautiful handmade wreaths, lights, and ornaments. Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold and online at brockfarms.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.